Chapter 3. Rachel Sexton was still steaming as she drove her white Integra up Leesburg Pike. The bare maples of the Falls Church foothills rose stark against a crisp March sky, but the peaceful setting did little to calm her anger. Her father's recent surge in the polls should have endowed him with a modicum of confident grace, and yet it seemed only to fuel his self-importance. The man's deceit was doubly painful, because he was the only immediate family Rachel had left. Rachel's mother had died 3 years ago, a devastating loss whose emotional scars still raked at Rachel's heart. Rachel's only solace was knowing that the death, with ironic compassion, had liberated her mother from a deep despair over a miserable marriage to the senator. Rachel's pager beeped again, pulling her thoughts back to the road in front of her. The incoming message was the same. RPRT, DIRNRO, STAT. Report to the director of NRO, STAT. She sighed. I'm coming, for God's sake. With rising uncertainty, Rachel drove to her usual exit, turned onto the private access road, and rolled to a stop at the heavily armed sentry booth. This was 14225 Leesburg Pike, one of the most secretive addresses in the country. While the guard scanned her car for bugs, Rachel gazed out at the mammoth structure in the distance. The 1 million-square-foot complex sat majestically on 68 forested acres just outside D.C. in Fairfax, Virginia. The building's facade was a bastion of one-way glass that reflected the army of satellite dishes, antennas, and radiodomes on the surrounding grounds, doubling their already awe-inspiring numbers. 2 minutes later, Rachel had parked and crossed the manicured grounds to the main entrance, where a carved granite sign announced, National Reconnaissance Office, NRO. The two armed Marines flanking the bulletproof revolving doors stared straight ahead as Rachel passed between them. She felt the same sensation she always felt as she pushed through these doors, that she was entering the belly of a sleeping giant. Inside the vaulted lobby, Rachel sensed the faint echoes of hushed conversations all around her, as if the words were sifting down from the offices above. An enormous tiled mosaic proclaimed the NRO directive, enabling U.S. global information superiority during peace and through war. The walls here were lined with massive photographs, rocket launchers, submarine christenings, intercept installations, towering achievements that could be celebrated only within these walls. Now, as always, Rachel felt the problems of the outside world fading behind her. She was entering the shadow world, a world where the problems thundered in like freight trains, and the solutions were meted out with barely a whisper.